Stay tuned for the power of Pentecost. I'm strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. From Mount Vernon, Illinois, I am Pastor Dennis Myers. Sister Linda's at the piano, and we welcome you to a time of refreshing in the presence of the Lord. The power of Pentecost, a time when we can just gather together and sing and follow along in God's Word, have a time of prayer and a time of devotion, a time of worship. Let's shut ourselves in with God. I'm strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. I've got on the righteousness of God, and I'm gonna win every battle that I fight. I'm strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. Oh yes, I'm strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. I've got on the righteousness of God, and I'm gonna win every battle that I fight. I'm strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. And we do greet you in Jesus' name and welcome you to worship with us for the next 30 minutes. And if it's convenient and possible, why don't you contact someone and invite them to worship with you? And then have your notepad and pencil ready for some contact information in just a little while. And your Bible open to Psalms chapter 34. Let's turn to the Word of God to begin today's broadcast. 1 Corinthians 13:13. He writes, "And now abideth faith, hope, charity. These three, but the greatest of these is charity." Wonderful words of life as we begin the broadcast service today. And I trust that by the end of this service, if there's someone in this audience that doesn't know Christ as his her Lord or Savior, I trust that today will be the day that the Spirit of the Lord can deal with your heart and you'll repent of your sins. I want you in this congregation to help us pray that someone will find Christ today. And then we want you to be lifted up and blessed. Join with us as participate in every part of this service. And by the time it's come to an end, we'll be able to say that we have been in the presence of the Lord. Page 315 in the Sing His Praise hymnal. Here's a great one. We all know there's power in the blood. Sing your hands, clap along with us.
Would you be free from your burden of sin? There's power in the blood, power in the blood. Would you or evil a victory win? There's wonderful power in the blood. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the blood. Power, power, wonder-working power in the precious blood of the Lamb. Would you be free from your passion and pride? There's power in the blood, power in the blood. Come for a cleansing to Calvary's side. There's wonderful power in the blood. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb. precious blood of the Lamb. Would you be whiter, much whiter than snow? There's power in the blood, power in the blood. Sin stains are lost in its life-giving flow. There's wonderful power in the blood. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the precious blood of the Lamb. Hallelujah. Would you do service for Jesus, your King? There's power in the blood, power in the blood. Would you live daily His praises to sing? There's wonderful power in the blood. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the precious blood of the Lamb. One more time. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the precious blood of the singing that for a long time, but the great thing about it is there's just as much power in the blood of the Lamb as there was the very first time that song was sung after it was pinned down and written. Wonder-working power. Jesus said, all power in heaven and in earth is given to me. And he said in Acts 1:8, after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you, you shall receive power, and you shall be witnesses unto me into Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, and unto the uttermost parts of the earth. Hallelujah! We have a powerful Savior and a powerful experience. Reading the precious promise today before we pray, David said in 62:1 of Psalms, truly my soul waiteth upon God, from Him cometh my salvation. Hallelujah. Truly my soul waiteth upon God, because from Him cometh my salvation. Let's call upon Him today. I want you to bring your request to the altar. Let's leave them at the feet of Jesus. I'm going to lead you in prayer. Would you join in with me? Heavenly Father, we thank you that our souls is waiting upon you. And Lord, we're thankful that from you cometh our salvation. We're thankful, Lord, that you instructed us to pray without ceasing. And Lord, you have instructed us to bring our burdens and our request and let them be made known unto God. We're thankful today, Lord, for the encouragement and the instruction to address you, Lord, and to explain all the situation to you. Lord, we're glad that you've got a lender's ear, and we're glad, Lord, that you've got an open heart. You're ready to listen to us, and you're ready to respond to us. Lord, most of all, should someone need you as his or her Savior, would you speak to their heart today? And may this be the day, Lord, that they feel that conviction, and Lord, they just can't go another day without you in their hearts and lives. And I pray, Lord, that each one will realize that all they have to do
is repent of their sins and seek forgiveness, and Lord, you'll save their souls. Touch the sick today, minister to them. Many people are so sick, Lord, all over the area, many different places we hear of sickness. Touch them now, I pray in Jesus' name. Other requests, Lord, too many to mention on this short time together. We just pray, Lord, for each one that's praying now, and each one that's bringing their request to you. Hear those prayers, hear those requests. Meet them, Lord, according to your riches and glory by Christ Jesus. And we'll praise you in Jesus' name. Amen. Jesus, 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 there's just something about that name. Master, say, give you some contact information. Well, here's one entitled Let Me Be Worthy. I'm going to sing this in memory of Brother and Sister Brandon. When I think about the cross that my Savior had to bear and how he died for me upon the tree, then my heart with fervent plea cries, O Lord, it was for me. Let me be worthy of the price you paid for me. Let me be worthy of the price that set me free. Let me be worthy of the blood you shed for me.
suffered for my gain. Let me be worthy of the price you paid for me. Oh, the beauty and the grace, love and pity on his face. Oh, through his suffering and his awful pain, it made the thief upon the tree cry, "Oh Lord, remember me." Let me be set me free. Let me be worthy of the blood you shed for me. Let me be worthy of the pain that you suffered for my gain. Let me be worthy of the price you paid for me. Oh, what mercy and what love as he prayed to God above. Forgive them, for they know not what they do. In my heart there rings a prayer, let me of his mercy share. Let me be worthy of the price he paid for me. Shed for me. Let me be worthy of the pain that you suffered for my gain. Let me be worthy of the price you paid for me.
And I'm Pastor Dennis Myers, and Sister Linda's at the piano, and the Lord permitting and providing, we're here weekly with you at this same time. Our listeners are the support of our broadcast, and we appreciate any of you that help us. We have no corporate underwriters or sponsors, or nobody signed a contract to support our ministry, but we just pray and ask the Lord to speak to hearts, and as the Lord speaks to your heart and you obey him and send whatever the Lord directs you to do, then that helps the power of Pentecost to stay here and keeps coming to you. But if you don't have any money and you'd like to contact us anyway, we'd be happy to hear from you. You're welcome to send us a card or a letter or a song request or a prayer request, a suggestion, just however the Lord would speak to you and direct you. The mailing address, especially after you've given to your church and taken care of your family, The Power of Pentecost, Post Office Box 100, Mount Vernon, Illinois, 62864. You can call or text 618-214-1410. And the website, www.pentecostalradio.org. Click Listen Online to hear the service, and then click Donate on the front page. And you can use that to use your debit or credit card to make a contribution. Just follow the prompts. There are no hidden fees, and there are no hidden charges, and it is a safe, secure transaction. All right, Sister Linda's my favorite singer. She's going to sing Jesus Paid It All For Me.
He walked up an old dusty pathway. Then he to Golgotha's hill was led. The movement of his lips, he was faced toward the throne. Father, I'm soon coming home. So they nailed him to a tree, that we might all be free. Jesus paid the cost for you and me. So fall upon your knees, shout out the victory. Jesus paid it all. His blood flowed, they said. He stood in the slaughter on that day. He didn't say one word, for the angels he could send, standing all around him. There he called victory. So they nailed him to the tree, that we might all be free. Jesus paid the cost for you and me. So fall upon your knees, shout out the victory. Jesus paid it all for me.
Well, what a wonderful truth from God's Word. Well, for the next few minutes, Psalms 34 deals with the thought, how and why should Christians be happy? I remember Brother Keller always testified, I'm a happy Christian. But you know, we've got some things to be happy about. Hallelujah. For someone to feel happy, they have a feeling, or they have the assurance, they have some pleasure, and they are content. Praise the Lord. They have a sense of confidence. They have a satisfaction with a person or a place or an engagement. Doesn't that sound like a saint of God? Someone that is filled with pleasure, someone that is content, someone that gets a great confidence or great satisfaction with people and places and engagements, things. I traded my truck for a different truck not long back, and someone made a statement, you're just never content with anything. Yes, I'm content. It was just time to get a different vehicle. But Christians should be happy people. If you know Jesus, hallelujah, notify your face. Smile a while and give your face a rest. Raise your hand to the one you love the best. Then shake hands with those nearby and give to them a smile. In Psalms 34:4, David said, I sought the Lord, and he heard me and delivered me from all my fears. One reason why Christians should be happy is all of our fears have been banished. It tells us in 1 John 4:18 that there is no fear in love. The message to Joseph preceding the birth of Jesus in Matthew 2:20, the message to Joseph was, "Fear not to take unto thee Mary, thy wife." And in Luke 2:10, just at the time of the birth of Jesus, the message of the angels to the shepherds who were tending to their sheep at night, the message unto them was, "Fear not, for unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord." And the message to John on the Isle of Patmos in Revelation 1:17-18 is, "Fear not. Perfect love casteth out fear." I told Sister Linda just recently that the scripture says that God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. Our fears have been vanished. There is no reason for us to worry and no reason for us to fret. We are a happy Christian. Our sins have been covered and our sins have been cleansed. Verse 5 says, "They looked unto him and were lightened, and their faces were not ashamed." They lightened, their faces lightened, they were cheerful. Psalms 32 says in verse 1, "Blessed is he whose transgression is forgiven and whose sin is covered. Blessed is the man unto whom the Lord imputeth not iniquity, and in whose spirit there is no guile." Yes, our sins have been washed away. One description of it is they are in a deep sea called forget. No wonder we should be cheerful. No wonder we should be happy. The blood of Jesus Christ, God's Son, has cleansed us from all sin. If we look down through the verses here in Psalms 34 again, we should be a happy people because our prayers are being answered. He tells us in verse 6 that the poor man crieth, and the Lord heard him and saved him out of all his trouble. The poor man, even though he might have been poor, has been saved from all his trouble because the Lord heard him. It didn't bother or matter to the Lord how much money he had, whether he was rich or whether he was poor. The Lord heard him and saved him out of all of his trouble. He made a happy man out of him. And dropping down to verse 15, it says, "The eyes of the Lord are upon the righteous, and his ears are open unto their cry." Many people say, "Well, my prayers won't go to the ceiling." It doesn't matter whether they go to the ceiling or not, just as long as they touch the ears of God. The eyes are upon you, and his ears are open to your cry. Well, we'll probably continue this on a future broadcast, but thank the Lord we can be a happy people. Thank you for worshiping with us. Send any mail to the Power of Pentecost, Post Office Box 100, Mount Vernon, Illinois, 62864. Call or text 618-214-1410, and the website www.pentecostalradio.org. You've been endued with power from on high, the power of Pentecost.
So they nailed him to a tree.